This is Sugis and Halacha, episode 10. We're continuing to discuss the halachis of Rishuyes of Shabbos. And we're continuing with the halachis of Atzuras HaPesach. So we mentioned that the kana or the chut doesn't have to come out of the top of the amudim. However, let's say you want to attach this chut to the side of the kana, not to the top, but to the side. The din is that it's possible and it's not considered to be Atzuras HaPesach. That's the din. What's the din if this Tzuras HaPesach, if it cannot stand in Ruach Metzuya? So the din is, when it comes to them, when it comes to the Kana, the pillars are going straight up, if it cannot withstand the Ruach Metzuya, it's going to be Pasul. Now, what about the Chut? The Chut to Elyon, that's Machlekes Achreinim. If it cannot withstand the Ruach Metzuya, some Mishnah brings two sheetahs, some say it's Kasher, the others say it's Pasul. Chazanish says that in a circumstance where it's going to move Al-Yidid Ruach Metzuya, as long as it's going to stay above the area of the Kan, it's not going to go beyond that, that is going to be okay. So that's the shita of the Chazon Ish. So male, in order to fulfill these shitas, it's important that the chut on top doesn't blow a lot in the wind. Now, regarding this is another halacha. Let's say you have a house that has a roof that extends beyond the mechitzas, meaning it hangs out, it's an overhang, it goes past the walls, meaning if you're standing on the roof, you cannot see the mechitzas habayis, and around this roof, there's no mechitzas at all. So what's the din of this roof? So it's a machlekes ha-peiskim. Some peiskim say that it's din of a karmelis, and therefore you can only carry four ames, but some other peiskim say, no, it's mutter. It has a din of a mechitza. So that's just a review. The din is that even though it doesn't have to attach on the top the chut, it cannot come out of the side of the Tzuras HaPesach. That's one din. The next din is that if the Amudim cannot withstand the Ruach Metzuya, it's going to be Pasul. The other din is when it comes to the Chutz Machlekes HaPeiskim, Chazanish says as long as it doesn't blow beyond the width of the Kana, then it's going to be okay. When it comes to a house that has an overhang and the roof extends, it has no Mechitzas, some Peiskim say it's din of a Karmel, some say it's din of a Rishus HaYachid. Everyone have an amazing day.